What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is a cool surprise. Our old pal Rich Voss, comedian, is called into the show. I think Valdez was trying to flag him down on Friday. Well,
we brought it up because we had that comic on and we couldn't track him down. We were like, haven't heard from Voss in a while.
Yeah, Sam said on. Voss would never miss a radio hit.
Rich Voss.
No. Well, hey, how's it going, you guys?
What's up? Where you been, man?
Yeah, man. You've been.
Well, I've been waiting for you guys to call me. There's four of you with phones. There's only one of me.
That's a good point. Okay.
Good point. Good point.
Who did you have on? Sam Morrell?
Yeah. Is he your buddy?
What do you think about him?
Very funny. Very funny guy.
Yeah, no, he was good. But we couldn't track him down. And then I saw, like, he does a lot of these, you know, local news shows when he's in town, I guess. And he gets kicked off him. And I didn't know if he was doing it on purpose, if he was trolling him. He said he was just being stupid. Like, he didn't, you know, I don't know.
No, he does that on, like, the TV, those morning shows that four people are watching.
Right.
You know, first, here's the thing, and I think he's very funny. And don't plan to be edgy. Just be edgy with Rich Voss. But he is one of the funnier guys out there. You know, I mean, look, they're not in my league, you know. Listen, I like these kids. I almost lost my voice here. I'm going to Vegas. I got to work all week. And if your listeners want to make money, do the opposite of what I'm doing. Cause I'm going to take the over. I am so tired of teams hurting me. They hurt me. Like I took Washington. I figured 6 points. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on a roll. And here's my advice.
Yeah.
Intellect over emotions. Bet with your brain, not your heart. Cause your heart will. I'm telling you, your heart will always kill you.
I thought you weren't into gambling.
Do you hate the Eagles? Is that why you bet on the Commanders? I mean, yes, they were on a roll, but do you hate the Eagles? You live in Jersey. I would think that's Eagles country.
Well, first of all, I don't live in South Jersey. Okay. I'm not some stupid South Jersey jumping on the Eagles bandwagon. I don't hate the Eagles. I don't hate them. I just like underdogs. I like underdogs because, you know, I grew up an underdog, you know, when I grew up in Bel Air as an underdog, you know, I'm looking at these, you know, somebody text me. I don't know. It's probably I'm taking Uber to the airport. And I have nothing when I call in. I'm so much better in studio.
Where are you playing in Vegas?
At the crap table. Oh, at the Rio, at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
Oh, nice.
Last time I was in Vegas at the crap table, I'm not lying, I held the dice for almost an hour. I started with $300, walked away with $5,000.
Oh, nice.
I won formula and diapers for so many people at the table. It was crazy. They were going nuts. I'm telling you, when the dice table's hot, like the head of the clan is high fiving when the table's hot.
Right.
Okay, I'm telling you, there's no better feeling, not even one upstairs.
Right.
You know, who I call my wife. Anyhow.
Are you still doing the pot? Did I see you? Did you do some like thing like you're not doing the pot anymore? Am I crazy?
Well, no, we rebranded. Now we do it in a studio and we have guests and we talk. You know, it's better than her just sitting downstairs arguing. God, I bet you Sam was so much funnier than this. Anyhow, downstairs, all right. But he wrote his, you know, I do it off the top of my head.
Right.
You know, we have guests and stuff on.
When they come to your house? Oh, no, they go to the studio. Where's the studio?
In New York. Where's the studio? In Weehawken, stupid. New York. What do you think the studio is? hey, you live in L.A. Where's the studio?
I don't know.
What's the street address?
When's the last time you were in D.C.?
Oh.
He does Baltimore.
No, I was in a long time ago, but I have nothing in D.C.
You got to come back to D.C.
I have the Arlington Draft House in Lake May, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah,
then you
got
to come in.
Hey, EB wants to build a golf shed. You do the gardening stuff. Could you? Maybe Voss could build you a golf shed. He wants a simulator and all that stuff.
I think Bonnie does all the work. He just stands there.
He's the idea guy.
Yeah.
No, first of all, I do 90% of the work, and I have a feeling this summer I'm going to have to do all the work. I just think my crew won't be here. But
crack that code.
I got it. I got the joke.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, I do all the work. I do the work. But since we bought a new, oh, good. I should have ended on that. I think I was.
That was a good one.
We bought a new house, and there's not much work as our old place. You're going to build one of those golf sheds?
Yeah. I'd like to do it in my house, but I don't have big enough ceiling. I just don't have room in my house.
So just go put a net in the backyard. You know, those whole
things. I have some of that. Yeah.
He's hitting 100 balls a day.
That's the only way to get better. By the way, I saw you drinking a mocktail. Have you always done that? Because I was thrown. I was like, I think Voss is drinking.
No. First of all, it was club soda with a little cranberry.
Like a cocktail to me.
I don't care what it looks like, you know.
Right.
I've walked into buildings with models. You're not going as Voss with her. That's quite obvious.
Right.
Listen. First of all, this month I'll have 39 years clean.
Unbelievable.
39.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Okay. If I were to get high, it wouldn't be on alcohol. Yeah. I'm not a sissy.
Right.
Okay, you won't see me wearing a Rolex anymore. Wow. What happened to his watch? You know, whatever.
Are you still buying stuff on eBay and doing all that?
I bought something a couple weeks ago, right? And I'm in my hotel. Like, I left the house. And I buy it on Amazon. I'm in my hotel. My wife's calling, complaining, having a meltdown. And really, all I want to ask her is, did I get a package? Hey, listen, I know your grandmother died, but I ordered boots. I swear to God, this is no lie. Like a month ago, I was on Amazon. I bought hearing aids. I don't need them. But they look so cool. They look so cool to have. Right? They were a good deal. And I just bought some more survival stuff. But you never know who's going to come to your house and go, hey, do you have any extra hearing aids?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You might be able to flip them or something. Yeah.
I don't know. I just buy stuff. I buy my trunk is full of survival backpacks, you know, in case I have to run into the woods. I have everything. I'm telling you. You know, I don't know what my kids and wife are going to do. They're on their own, but I got enough for me. Okay. Hey, it was good knowing you guys.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm sure Bonnie loves the Amazon guy coming over all the time.
Oh, who, really? Jesus. Oh, what a dream. We were in bed the other night. And I go, look, we've been married 20 years. If you're seeing somebody else, if you're having an affair, just be honest and tell me so I can get... I need a story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When she told me about her college professor, you know how excited I got? I quit school. So to hear college stories, oh my God. She's telling me about her college professor. And I'm just going, you really went to college? Unbelievable.
Did she have an affair with her college professor?
Well, she at least told me that. I don't know. I don't care.
Really? That's
tell me
pretty
a lot.
Good.
What do I care?
Yeah, he cares about the story.
Yeah,
the story.
You want all the details.
Yeah, but I have to, I have to see what he looks like, in the story. It's crazy when you take on roles of different people. say I become like Frank and she's Mary, and then you get jealous of your own role, like, you're doing it. And she goes, hey, Frank, I go, wait, are you seeing Frank on the side? Wait, what's going on with you and Frank? Listen, first of all, we don't do anything. We have separate bedrooms. You know,
no, you don't, do you?
Oh, yeah. I snore and I come in late. Right. We have a big house. We have separate. But, well, you know, if we do something and she comes to my room, when we're done, I'm like, hey, look, you got to run. I always give her like one of my CDs or a shirt, you know what I mean? I go, here, take this with you. I'll call you in the morning for breakfast.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we...
Are you still playing golf all the time?
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm in Jersey.
Not now.
The last two times I played, I shot 83 and 80. I had to go for an MRI on my shoulder when I get back. I'm talking to my favorite radio host, Bonnie, in D.C.
Does she know
who
that is?
Oh, she gave me the thumbs up. Has she ever? She's been into you guys.
Yeah.
The Sports Junkies. Yeah, no, she just got up. You got to see her walking. She has her, thing on her that she wears over her eyes because it's on top of her head, mm-hmm. You know.
The sleep mask?
It's called, what did you say?
Eye mask.
Yeah, called an eye mask.
I don't know why that's funny.
What's that?
I don't know why it's funny, but it's funny when you say it.
Yeah, she looks very pretty in the morning even.
Yeah? Well, maybe you need to hang up. Go be with her.
Are you kidding me? I'd rather walk through Lebanon wearing a yarmulke.
That's how you go out.
That's a good one. That's
all right, boss. When you come back in town, make sure you come by and see us.
Okay, on this call, I give this a 7 out of 10. On this.
Yeah, it was good.
It
was good.
8.5.
I give it a 10.
Yeah,
it's been so long since we talked to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You're right. I just never. I'm not used to calling in with you guys. I'm used to going in. So.
Yeah. Well, when you're in town, come in.
All right. Great.
Play some golf.
All right, bro.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, safe trip to Vegas.
All right, it's Rich Voss, everybody. We were just talking about him on Friday, so he calls in today.
If you're on a heater like that at the craps table, do people tip you? Like, should people tip you if you're making them thousands of dollars? Throw you a chip here or there?
Maybe.
No?
I have no idea.
You know what? I bet you people do. If you're on a heater,
probably should.
People probably do.
You have a dice for an hour?
It's not much, but they'll give you like $25 or something. Yeah. Depends on how much you win.
When you're on a heater, it just adds to everything.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, David Aldridge is going to join us. We'll talk about all the movement in the NBA, including Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Will the Wizards make a move? Keep it here with the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.